Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, November 6th. This episode of Quick Charge is sponsored by Holley Performance. More information during the break. Elon Musk says that he is prepared to sell about $24 billion worth of Tesla stock if his Twitter followers vote for it. The latest whim of the richest man of the world. The residents of Twitter have stirred up controversy regarding the ultra-rich avoiding taxes. Of course, in the U.S. and the tax code, Elon Musk and other wealthy Americans don't pay taxes on stock values from day to day, but instead pay taxes when they sell their shares and actually put money in their bank account or pocket. Still, Musk has been prodded enough to appease the Twitter base by proposing that he will sell 10% of his stock value and in return pay taxes on the percentage of that current value. If Musk were to sell that many shares of stock, it would have a great negative impact on the stock price overall. Nonetheless, Musk ensures that he will abide by the results of the Twitter poll, illustrating how much he values his reputation on the social media platform. By the way, the poll currently shows 53% in favor of selling the stock. Tesla has been spotted producing a bunch of cars in wild new colors coming out of Gigafactory Shanghai. Recently, the automaker has been teasing new colors enabled by its new paint shop at Gigafactory Berlin. However, many of the new colors are more conservative than the bright pink, seafoam green, and teal color that we just spotted in the drone flyover video. Given that the new cars are singled out in a crowd of regular paint colors, it's likely that these are actually vehicle wraps. Wrapping a car is not cheap, mostly because of labor costs. However, this could be a good fit for the Shanghai Gigafactory. Tesla confirmed that it is going to open a new factory to build manufacturing equipment in Canada. Like the new megafactory in California earlier this year, Tesla has not made an official announcement about the new project, but the local mayor was the one to reveal it, Frank Scarpitti, the mayor of Markham, Ontario. He didn't reveal any details about the new factory, other than it will produce manufacturing equipment and that it's going to be for the production of batteries. The new announcement coincides with Tesla's need for battery manufacturing equipment ramping up significantly, as it's going to be deploying large-scale battery cell production at several different facilities. This week's sponsor is Holley Performance. Holley is the host of the upcoming Holley High Voltage Experience, an all-EV event taking place at Sonoma Raceway this November 13th and 14th. Holley High Voltage Experience is all about the community and performance potential of electric vehicles. Anyone who owns or loves fully electric vehicles is invited to this inaugural two-day event to be held at beautiful Sonoma Raceway in California. The event welcomes anyone with an EV to participate in a multitude of events, including autocross, drag racing, road course, show and shine, and even a wine country cruise. Plus, there will be a vendor midway, exhibitions, entertainment, and much more. You can find all the event ticket information and participating details at holleyhighvoltage.com. That's H-O-L-L-E-Y, highvoltage.com. Tesla confirmed that it acquired Colorado-based battery startup Silion Incorporated in a new patent for a silicon-based battery anode. The startup was working on a new high-energy density battery chemistry based on high-loaded silicon anodes. The startup received several grants from the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of Energy before going dark back in 2018. While three researchers at the company changed their job positions to Tesla, co-founders Tyler Evans and Daniela Molina Piper never did. However, Tesla lists both of them as inventors in a new patent application called Large Format Battery Anodes Comprising Silicon Particles. During Tesla's Battery Day, the automaker confirmed that the new 4680 cell is powered by a new anode enabled by new silicon. Tesla has updated its pricing for the Model 3 and Model Y vehicles to increase prices across the board once again. I'm starting to think that I need to begin each episode of Quick Charge with a stock price ticker and a Model 3 price ticker. Tesla's cheapest vehicle now has increased in price by over 20% this year alone. Overnight, the Model 3 Standard Range Plus went from $43,990 to $44,990. That same car was selling earlier this year for just $37,000. But hey, there is a silver lining. Sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that the base version of the Model 3 will now come standard with heated steering wheel and rear heated seats. In a new note to his management team, Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess explained why the German automaker needs to be more like Tesla. Dees is currently facing a vote of no confidence under review by a board of committee after Volkswagen's worker council took offense to him saying that the company could face job losses if it falls behind the transition to electric vehicles. Electrek obtained a speech that he gave to his management. After comparing output numbers with Tesla, aiming for 10 cars produced per hour, and Volkswagen currently at over 30, Dees says in part, quote, "I don't need to mention here what all this means on the stock market. Tesla has unlimited access to money and resources due to its high valuation. These numbers are what drive me to point out this new competition and not turn a blind eye. Even if I stop talking about Elon Musk, he's here to stay, revolutionizing our industry and quickly becoming more competitive. The Tesla Model 3 was the best-selling car in Europe in September, ahead of the Golf. And this despite the fact that Tesla doesn't even build in Europe yet. Tesla only imports so far. Only those who understand and have an eye on the competition can win." Hyundai Motor Group recently shared plans to begin manufacturing of its Genesis GV70 electric vehicle in the United States. The electrified GV70 will be produced at Hyundai's Alabama plant and will mark the first EV manufactured in the U.S. by a Korean automotive maker. The plant currently manufactures several different internal combustion models from Hyundai, as well as various combustion engines, but now it will shift to EVs beginning in 2022. The GV70 EV will be followed by other zero-emission models using Hyundai's eGMP battery platform. With this decision, Hyundai looks to take advantage of the proposed subsidies for electric vehicles produced on United States soil. After an entire day, and actually months, of deliberation and negotiations, Congress approved a long-debated infrastructure bill totaling $1.2 trillion. So the major infrastructure bill has passed. However, the Build Back Better Act, which includes the federal tax credit for EVs, that remains in limbo. All eyes will be on Congress as it reconvenes after a week-long recess. I've heard it said that business moves at the speed of light, and government moves at the speed of government. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G., and I hope you have a great day.